A husband ended up moving in with the girl he's having an affair with, but comes crying to me that he knows that what he's doing is wrong and can't stop it. The affair came from a sexual addiction that turned into a love addiction. We're both Christians. Obviously, he's been living in sin for a long time, and I didn't know it. He thinks I'm now too good for him, and this other woman is what he deserves. He can't handle the guilt and pain, so he just stays in this relationship. I feel like there is nothing that I can do anymore. Is there anything? If he isn't willing to work on our marriage, then isn't the only option divorce? You know, and that is so sad when someone comes to the place, by the way, where they feel like they, you know, someone else is too good for them. I mean, the fact is, shame has so gotten them at this point. You know, the one thing I would say is you can give him the message over and over again, reminding him that it's not about grace, that he has choices, and I would certainly give him those particular messages. But I would agree that to me, the biggest deal breaker of all is when the other person isn't willing to do what is necessary to address the issue. There's always hope as long as somebody is willing to do something. There's always hope, you know, as long as they will just address it. But when they won't even begin to do that, at that point, you know, it just feels to me that you're right. You need to just, as sad as this all sounds, I mean, that is the one thing. You've got to, you may be the one that has to move on. And hopefully, someday he'll get out of his own, you know, whatever is going on with him. I mean, but again, if he's not willing to own his part of the problem, to do what's necessary, and he's unwilling to commit to trying his or her best to overcome the issue, that to me is the deal breaker. And so, yeah, I would say moving on. I don't know what else to tell you, because you can't make somebody do treatment. And I'm terribly sorry that he made that choice. But that would certainly be one of the indicators. But again, you can still speak grace to him. You can still speak love to him. But I would also be very clear with him and say, you know, I'm moving on. And another thing you might want to do in a situation like this is read the old book that James Dobson wrote, Love Must Be Tough. He does a really nice job of how to lay that out, what to do, things to say. I think you would find it very, very useful in that process. Let's see. We'll get right back here.